This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free, bring up what you want. Just dial at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. Tonight, in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
You've got Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Coming up, the fearless girl apparently has the addition of a urinating dog as of this weekend. And Johnny Ray has that story. Plus, you can share your thoughts on whatever you want. Also, Mark, you're going to be telling us about gay Trump supporters that have been denied entry into, what was it, some sort of gay parade or festival? Or what were they denied entry into, Mark?
The Charlotte Pride Parade.
Pride Fest.
I blame Johnny Ray.
All right, so we're going to – I don't know why Johnny Ray would have anything to do with that.
It's from the Carolinas.
I see. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts first. We've got Abel calling us from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Oh, Bad Slave, excuse me. Bad Slave.
I go by both. It's like I call – Bad Slave is my title.
Okay.
I'm still Abel Freeman. But you covered kind of everything that I wanted to talk about with regards to the Pledge of the Allegiance. I've thought it's been, you know, completely wrong-headed ever since the guy penned it and shoved it down everyone's throats. As a youngster, I was engaged in that. So, I mean, you know, I wish the authoritarian acceptance of the day of my parents, which was in the 50s and, you know, earlier, they were born like in 25, 20, 27. And anyways, they went through World War II and that just ingrained with the authoritarianism. And so I didn't have an opportunity to kind of even discuss that stuff with my family. And I had to come from behind and catch up, and so here we are. And the thing that I wanted to bring up is, what is the smallest government? And my take on it is that each one of us is the smallest government.
And sure, the individual.
Yes, the self-government would be it. But, you know, I guess the people – the immediate next question is what happens when government fails on on the smallest level?
Like with a crazy person?
You know, sure. I mean, well, wait a minute. There will be failures, but only one – you know, I mean, I don't know. I suppose a group of them could get together and fail, but I mean, you know, if you narrow it down to the smallest unit of the individual, if somebody screws up, that individual screws up. Not a whole state, a whole town, a whole county, or a whole country, you know, and the globalists would love to go for, the whole globe of F-ups. And so basically, you know, we get it down. We have the capacity, pretty universal to get information that we need to make decisions and to make good decisions. I mean, we don't always do that, but, why not work towards that individual, smallest unit of government and understand that we are governing ourselves when we do that. It isn't the absence of government. There doesn't need to be a vacuum. We can create, kind of the union of governments to, you know, which happens all over the place. You join together on certain projects
a society is. A society is supposed to be a group of people who come together for a common purpose. and they do it voluntarily. They bring their talents and initiatives and money together for whatever that purpose happens to be. But unfortunately, a lot of us are forced into a society that we never really consented to, which is the state society, that we're all threatened with the violence of the state if we don't go along with. I agree with you. We absolutely need to work towards that individual government, that, you know, reducing people and government's role in our lives down to the level of the individual. I think that that sounds like a fine thing, which is why I think we all came here to New Hampshire as part of the active migration of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists who are coming here and have come here for now more than a decade officially as a movement. Of course, people have been moving to New Hampshire long since before these migrations, these sort of organized migrations started. And the fact is we need more people. We've got to have more libertarians on the ground in one place before the libertarian viewpoint can really start to penetrate out into the community as effectively as it possibly can. And I think we're working towards that. And I appreciate that you're here helping with that, Bad Slave. Anything else you want to comment on tonight?
Well, I'm one of the pretty early movers. I moved in 91, and I moved from Massachusetts, and it was deliberately for, you know, things that I considered more liberty over the border from Massachusetts, and I was really pleased. I mean, immediately I changed jobs within the same company, and I immediately got a raise because I was no longer paying Massachusetts state income tax, which was, pretty nice. And yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're on the same page. I think that we have to let people know that we're not going to stop governing. That's just not going to happen. We're not going to turn into a bunch of brainless idiots out there that can't make a decision for anything.
Yeah, those people are already in the government, the brainless idiots. They're called politicians.
Well, I believe so. I see that the collection of taxes from the very get-go, from the moment that somebody says, well, we got to have these taxes, and then there's someone else that says, no, I don't want to pay those taxes. And so the coercion starts. And once you've entered in with coercion and the threat of force to collect taxes, that is an introduction into corruption.
And it's true.
Everything.
Right. And power corrupts.
They'll say that the taxes are for services that are necessary, and certainly services are necessary. But the problem is when you have a monopoly and that monopoly gives you no option, those services are going to be the pricing is going to be all screwed up because monopolies are, they're noted for high prices, poor customer service. Does that describe the government, people? This organization that has had, in the case of the United States, a monopoly for well over two centuries now. It's the oldest governing document on the planet, the United States Constitution. Does the terminology poor customer service and high prices, does that describe the federal government? And then ask yourself, does that describe your state government? Does that describe your local government? Does fiscal responsibility and excellent customer service describe any government?
Pretty much no.
Anywhere. And the reason is because these organizations are monopolies. They're, we're told they're the monopolies we must have in order to protect us from the monopolies, which is kind of a crazy thing to say.
I feel like I pay 50% of my income in order to foment hatred against me abroad and fund pirates on the road who make sure that I've got the right colored sticker on my car or else.
Do you think that, your average paycheck, do you think yours, 50% of your paycheck, or are you just giving a talking point there that you've heard?
No, when I was a younger man in Asheville, I started totting up all of my taxes, including taxes on things I bought, gas, food,
sales
my
tax,
income tax,
tax
FICA, everything, and it was near 50%.
Wow. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Bad Slave. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, the Skype username, if you want to join us, just as Bad Slave did. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you're going to send us video, recommend you hardwire your device, if possible. So if you're on a laptop or something like that, plug it into your router. That way you'll have the best possible quality. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free you bring up whatever you want right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. On this live Sunday edition, you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Jet. He's calling from the Great Northwest, listening online. Hello, Jet.
Hey, Jet.
Hey, did you say shh? Because that's all I heard. Huh? Anyway, it must be me.
Jet, yes.
You must be talking about me. Yeah.
When Ian pushes the button to put you on the air,
there's a noise.
Yeah, and it's disconcerting to callers. Ian, have you ever been a talk radio caller?
Oh yes, many times.
Okay.
Yes.
It was just kind of funny. There was so many on the air. Okay. I don't know what you guys have been talking about, but a lot of times Sundays you talk about religious things. I actually want to talk about nullifying governments, but I just want to interject that I'm probably one of your best sources when it comes to rebutting biblical passages such as Romans 13, 1 Peter 2, and Titus 3.
Yeah, Romans 13 was brought up on the show this week, and if you could tell people what that says.
Oh, that's it says some really interesting things to a lot of people. The primary false teaching that's going on is that somehow that we individuals are supposed to be subject or to the governing authorities. And now I prefer the King James, of course, which says to the higher powers.
Mm.
But I just wanted to mention that. And what I did, I'll just go over this real quick, but I had the nullified government thing really in mind for today. But the trick with Romans 13 is I have people draw a circle and say right in there, every soul, because that's what it says, let every soul be subject to the higher power. And they write this, every soul, in the, I said, now tell me where higher powers go. And I go, well, it says every, and that's a key word here. Every means all. In other words, none are excluded. So if every soul is to be subject to the higher powers, then there's none excluded. So higher powers must mean something else other than a soul.
Right, because in theory, the government people have souls somewhere in there, and so therefore they would be subject to that, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're not a higher power. They're just people.
Yeah, exactly. And I can just go down the list and destroy any argument that they would have. But I want to talk about the most effective way to nullify governments.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I've tried to get this into you guys' heads for the last few years, but essentially what it is touting the psyop of this universal speak, or what do we call it, collective speak? When we use the term governments of things, by simply speaking out individual names. For example, if you're talking to a policeman, try to get him to give you his first name. And they get very strange about that. And then,
yeah, a lot of them don't like it. They'll tell you name. Officer is their first name.
Yeah, settle
they
down.
They want to be smart.
Settle down, Steve. It'll be all right.
Yeah, and that's how we have to do. In our minds, we have to think of these just other people. And the way to do that is to, rather than referring them as governments or agencies or clerks or anything, refer to them specifically as their personage.
Yeah.
And that way,
I hear that.
That way, everyone else around you will start to begin to see them.
I don't like calling.
Let me ask you this, Jet. If they demand that I use their title, officer, can I demand that they use my title, Intergalactic King of Everything?
That's fair.
That's exactly correct. I call my title Your Majesty.
Yes.
I say you can refer to me as Your Majesty.
You can refer to me as boss.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, this is kind of the thing about these, you know, arbitrary titles. Officer, you want me to call you officer? Which is, you know, that's the title. But
no,
it's just a title.
Call them whatever they want.
Yeah, sure.
Call them whatever they want. Just say, you need to call me Your Majesty or the Grand Poopa of the universe, like you said.
Respect my pronoun.
Yeah. whatever it is. But that is the one psyop that's going to counter this whole thing we call government. Because whenever you say the government did this or the FBI did this, whatever, we have to narrow it down, always bring it down to the individual who did what, to show that these are just other people acting in an evil manner, and they have no right to do anything they do. That's one thing I keep stumping people on is, can you explain to me where these people get this right power and authority? You know, and then they go, oh, well, it was voted. I said, well, I didn't vote for it. Did you vote for that? You know, whatever. And then I go through, can you give them anything more than you have yourself? Can you give them gold and silver? I just have them all that stuff. But pretty soon, of course, they have to walk away. But
yeah,
that is the psyop that will counter. And I'm telling you this thing. That's what happens around the world. These people finally get in the mindset that these rulers are just other people. So they go, you know what? They don't get to do this to me. They don't get to keep me from my food, or they don't get to steal half my money. Of course, a lot of the argument I go through as far as taxation is, you know, do you own the energy that you produce every day, you know, to go to work? You know, do you own yourself? Do you own the labor? I mean, then do you own what you exchange for that labor, the money?
I think now, that you're right, Jet, that when people do realize that the government people are just human beings, they're just people, they're fallible, that is an important thing. But I think a lot of them don't just reject the whole system offhand. Like, you can look at the Donald Trump situation. There's plenty of people who have no respect for, you
not
know,
my president,
Donald Trump, right? But they still want a president. They, you know, they make fun of Donald Trump, the covfefe, I mean, whatever it is that the, you know, the latest gaffe is that a human being would make. Yeah. They'll make fun of them, and it's funny, but it's not like they've rejected the idea of the state. They're just rejecting this particular state chairman,
well,
and they want to put their guy in charge instead.
That's fine. I tell them, go ahead and have your little thing. Go play your ruler slave game, but just leave me out of it.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get left out of it.
That's really what it comes down to is that, you know, the people can say whatever they want about libertarianism. They can say whatever they want. But what it is that they need is they need compliance for their system to work. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you for that. You can have Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or, by God, anybody you want as your king. That's your business. But you shouldn't be able to force it upon me. And if you advocate for forcing it upon me, that's where the tyranny starts. It doesn't come from Washington, D.C., as much as I, you know, might rail against D.C. here on the show. It comes person to person, respecting this system or anyone that's come before it. It's 9,000 years of indoctrination that we need a state in order to survive.
Jet, thank you for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom. 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us here and bring up anything that you want. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues. Join us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we've got the Free Talk Live, well, not Free Talk Live, but lrn.fm satellite feed fundraiser that has gone up on Patreon. I put up an article over at freekeen.com yesterday about the regimes, the most oppressive regimes in the world, cracking down on satellite dish owners in their countries, places like Cuba, Iran, China, some of the most oppressive nations on Earth. They don't like satellite broadcasting because they don't have control over it, and so they try to control the people with the receivers by confiscating and raiding their homes. And so to me, that's an indicator that it's an important platform to be on. And so if you want to get behind the LRN.FM satellite feeds, we've got one over North and Central America. We've got one over Sub-Saharan Africa, so covering some of the most oppressive, least free-oriented places on Earth, blanketing them with the ideas of liberty and cryptocurrency and peace. If that is worth $2 a month to you, then you can get on board with the Patreon, which I think it breaks down to 7 cents, less than 7 cents a day. So if you you want to help support what that feed does, which is can open the minds of people in countries around the world to these ideas, then $2 a month gets you into our Patreon over at fund.lrn.fm. That's a short URL that'll take you right over to the Patreon page. That's fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. To the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Paul. He's in Barstow, California. You're listening on the radio, Paul. Do you? Which station are you tuned into?
Well, I'm listening on a KDUC affiliate, but I can't think of the name of the other station.
KDUC. I'm not. I'm not familiar with what KDUC is, but glad to hear we're on whatever it is.
Yeah, it's.
Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts. What were you calling about?
I was calling in to say that the freedom is not free. It's expensive, but for one thing, and that the cost of freedom is taxes and everything else, road taxes and all the rest of the other things that are needed to keep the
road taxes are the cost of freedom?
Thomas Jefferson said it was the blood of patriots and tyrants. Like, he seems to have an entirely different idea.
Well, that could be that, too, yes.
So, what, you've got to have taxes and then kill the person who takes them? I'm not entirely sure. What does that mean?
No. Oh, no, you can't kill the guy that takes taxes.
Isn't that what the blood of patriots and tyrants means? Doesn't it mean that people who are brave enough to stand up to tyrants must shed their blood and apparently the blood of tyrants? I mean, that's what it means to me.
Well, I guess it could mean that, yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Is a person who demands money to build a road upon which you may never drive, but demands your money to pay for it, is that person a providing you with freedom or tyranny?
Oh, he's providing you with a freedom of movement. But it's
what if I don't want to drive down the road?
Well, then you can go drive through the desert, or you can go drive through.
Okay, so let's bring this to a personal level. In my town, we've got about 1,600 people. There are three houses that they built a bridge for to get over to. Now, we all, 1,600 people in this town, had to pay to build a bridge for those three people. I'll never cross that bridge. Unless I'm in a fire truck going to put out a fire for those people, which at that point I think that they, you know, they could have bought their own bridge is what I'm saying. And exactly describe to me the freedoms that I have because the government has demanded that I build that bridge for those people.
Well, you could go visit those people, too.
Great. That's really awesome. But don't you think that people who use a bridge should be the ones who have to pay for a bridge rather than everybody? I mean, should we go around to Botswana and bring a tin can and say, hey, let's pay for the bridge out in near Keene, New Hampshire? Exactly who is responsible for a given landmass? Why is there some polygon on a map that says that these people who will never use the bridge must pay for it, but the people outside of that particular area, they don't have to use the bridge, or they can use the bridge, but they don't have to pay for it? Is that a good system?
Well, I don't know. We have
a lot
of toll roads going throughout the United States now. California is starting to move in the same direction as New York with all the toll roads.
Wasn't the reason that a lot of tolls are created to pay for the road itself, and then they just kind of keep the tolls around after that?
That way it's creating jobs. There's toll takers. We got to pay them.
Well, are you saying that toll takers, toll booths, are the price we pay for freedom?
Well, I wouldn't say that, no.
But, it sounds like what you were saying earlier. So what is the price that people pay for freedom? Can you be clear on that for us?
What is they pay their taxes?
So paying
how many taxes? Because is the price of freedom 9% of my earnings? Is it 99% of my earnings? Or somewhere in between? Like, it's kind of interesting that I don't get to decide what the price of freedom is, but some shiftless government bureaucrat someplace does.
And you're supposed to thank them for it?
Yeah, it's called rent seeking behavior in economics.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Guess you didn't have much to say there. By the way, he was calling, listening to KSZL. The whole K-Duck thing threw me off. There's a top 40 station in that area that is a sister station.
Ah.
So anyway, listening to KSZL in Barstow. Thank you for that call. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Justin. He's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, dude?
Topic. Well, the caller you just had a second ago, I thought he was rather interesting, so I wanted to pick up on that point for a second.
All right.
As far as not so much the price of freedom, but just talking about taxes for a minute, and you made a point that who decides how much taxes I should pay for my freedom? Well, the answer is the voting public does. And our
no, they don't.
Yes, they do. In our government system, first of all, I'm opposed
to the Electoral
College. Well, wait a minute. Let me finish my point. First of all, I'm opposed to the Electoral College. I think that should be abolished. We have one man, one vote system, and then the Electoral College kind of overrides that. So I'm in your camp when you're talking about that somewhat of a government tyranny. But ultimately, the individual voter does have control of the politicians. They go into your state representation and your federal representation.
The individual voter, you said?
Tax law and establish tax laws. Yeah, that's why we
go
to the polls.
No, I don't, though. I voted. I'm an individual voter, and many times the people I vote for don't make it. I generally vote Libertarian when I get the option. I try to always vote for a Democrat, but I'm, you know, other than Libertarians, sometimes I'll vote for Republicans, too. And
okay, that's great, but you're in a democracy. As a Democrat,
yeah, but you said the individual voter.
That they do as a group. The individual voters end up making a mass for the election.
Right.
The total
amount, the
majority of voters in your state dictate who your state representatives are.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Democrats, if you don't have enough Democrats.
Hold on, Justin. Just because people vote for...
Hold on now. Just because you're on the radio doesn't mean you're right.
Well, no, of course not. Hang on one moment here. We'll bring you back here. We can continue, but I just wanted to point out that, okay, yeah, you've told us about how the government process works in that people go and they check a chat or, you know, fill in a box, and then, you know, those votes are tallied, and some person gets to call themselves a representative after that point. But I think anybody who's paid attention to those representatives knows that they're not in it for the people who voted for them. They're in it for themselves and their buddies. They're in it for the
lobbyists.
People that are connected to them, the lobbyists, the people who help them with their campaign. They're there to punish their enemies and reward their friends. And they will tell any lie they have to. And not just the representatives, the senators, the presidents, all these people, governors, they will tell any lie they have to in order to get those votes. So we'll let Justin respond here in moments, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. The remaining moments are coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an
contacts, employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. You bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Want to invite you to check out the Free Talk Live forum. It is new. It is relatively slow because people don't really care about forums anymore, but I wanted to try to bring a forum back. We used to have a BBS, which was our name for the forum that we had back in the day. And
this was homage to the old, old bulletin board systems.
That's right. And it was popular back in the day before social media, and then social media basically killed it off, and we put it to rest a few years ago. But, I wanted to have another way for people to communicate with one another that is not Facebook. And so I made a sub-forum over on the Shire Forum, which is a larger forum that covers more than just Free Talk Live. But there is a Free Talk Live and LRN.FM sub-forum there. And Jonathan Dunker, who is the guy who's actually called in a few times now from the road, where he's actually riding his bicycle. And he's riding his bicycle from the state of Florida to New Hampshire. That was the first thread.
A heck of a bike ride.
Yeah, it was the first thread that was announced, or the first thread that somebody posted on the Free Talk Live forum.
It's been a little while since he updated us on the air here.
Yep, he's still going. So I'm over on his site right now.
I have no doubt that he's still going. Where's he at?
Dunkerbike.com is where folks can go to check out. He's been doing sort of like a photo blog, taking pictures of the various different places that he is. Johnny Ray, you may know this place, Apex, North Carolina.
I've only heard of it. I think it's in the eastern part of the state, though, like near Raleigh.
Yeah, it looks like it is. Looks like he is right now. So apparently Apex is southwest of Raleigh. He has now crossed through the downtown of Raleigh and is in a place near Raleigh called Millbrook. He started this several days ago. He's been going as much as 100 miles in a day. Down on the low end at around 75 to 80 if he's taking it easy. And it was interesting because on the forum at forum.freetalklive.com, that's where he announced that he was doing this, besides calling on the air to talk about it. So there's a thread about it, and one of our other listeners just registered for the forum because he's got a lot of experience in riding really long bike rides like this. I mean, this is a 1,500-mile bike ride. So it was actually interesting. This other dude came in there who's also a listener and just kind of expressed what his experience was like and how you really got to pace yourself, especially considering it's one thing to bike along a lot of flat land. I mean, it's one thing to bike 100 miles across flat land, but once you start getting up in the hills or the mountainous areas, things are going to get very, very difficult. And so it's an interesting discussion going on there that you just can't find on Facebook. So if you want to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, you can go to forum.freetalklive.com and you can get registered there. It's free to do that. And if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, we now have the AMP badge for the forum. So anybody who glances at your forum profile, if you're an amplifier, they will know it because you'll have the Free Talk Live fist logo there on your username. So
awesome.
Cool. Yep. Forum.freetalklive.com. We're back with Justin in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Justin, you were talking about sort of the way the system works, but I don't believe that the system really works. Yeah, you elect people, but they don't actually represent you. You don't believe they represent you, do you?
Okay. So you make a good point there. This I am in your camp with, and I think you'll find my next suggestion a little more palatable. So there are a multitude of ways that civil disobedience can be exercised. And right now we have moved from a democracy or a Republican democracy, depending on how you want to look at it, right or left, to something more of a corporatocracy, where our government has been bought out by corporate interests and are basically lobbyists that can pay millions of dollars to motivate our congressmen and senators to do what corporations find in our best interest instead of what we elected them to do.
Yep.
So there are a couple of ways you can deal with that. The first thing is I used to live in the District of Columbia before I moved out here to Albuquerque. And I ran for city council, and I actually got on city council and was a member of the city council for one term. Almost any city you were in, if I could do it in the District of Columbia with no political experience and very little business experience, then almost anybody can get in city council. And you can make steps on the political arena from there. If you do a good job in city council and you get a good reputation. Now, from a guerrilla warfare point of view, if you really are disgruntled with the government, before you pick up bullets and guns, you need to read The Art of War by Sun Tzu and recognize all of your options. In 2015, I had a website 100% dedicated to boycott tax season 2015, where I was making a concerted effort to get as many people as possible to withhold their taxes for the 2015 tax season and send the IRS a note instead of a payment stating what they expect their government officials to do specifically for their jurisdiction in exchange for their taxes before they resume paying their taxes. Now, think about this. If you have 8 million people in the United States, which is probably not the correct figure right now, but let's say you did have, let's see, 8 million people in the United States, and you got 3 million of those people to withhold their taxes until they started getting proper returns for their voting.
Well, first of all, there's about 320 million people supposedly in the United States, and it would be very difficult to get even 3 million of them to do what you're suggesting, although I appreciate it. I really like where you're coming from. There are a lot of people who just don't pay taxes just as, you know, a matter of course. Whether it's over a protest or not is another question. And I do like what you're saying, because I am a big fan of civil disobedience. However, I would say if you're going to stop paying the federal government, you should just stop paying altogether and never pay them a dime ever again, because it's not like they're going to all of a sudden become a moral organization. I mean, they use your tax money to go around the world, drop bombs on innocent people, and destroy innocent life, and there's virtually no chance that they're ever going to change how they do that. I mean, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, they're going to keep driving dropping bombs on peaceful people.
I fully agree with that, because the individual, you're right, an individual or even a small collection of individuals, they can't go up against a monumental organization like the federal government or even the IRS and expect any kind of anything. They'll get crushed like an ant. What you need is organizational leadership that is promoting, actively promoting, taxation rebellion until we get political representation reflective of what.
How about this? How about instead of trying to?
And I really think the first thing we need to do is get rid of the electorate.
Why don't we just get rid of the federal government? Why don't we just get rid of them entirely? And
what good is the federal government to you anyway?
The good of the federal government is that if Russia or China or even India got a wild hair up their butt, come over here on U.S. shores and decide to invade the United States for internal resources such as oil, such as
then they'd be able to take you out fuel, one whatever. Blow by executing your leaders.
If you're willing to pay
allegiance to the U.S. feds, then the Chinese know that you're not going to put up a fight for them. You're just signaling to them that you don't care about yourself and you've got no self-esteem and
you want someone else to take care of it.
Yeah, you want somebody else to do all the heavy lifting for you.
And that's a former Marine, by the way. Johnny Ray was in the Marines for a number of years. Justin, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate the discussion. We got to get Larry on the line here in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Lots of people calling from Kiva tonight. Welcome, Larry. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey.
I hear a lot of different definitions of libertarianism, and
all right.
Do you believe? I mean, I don't know. Can you give us like a thumbnail sketch of what it is? I mean, is it lawlessness?
Of course not. Libertarians are people who believe you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. So if you do harm somebody else, then you need to make good. You need to pay restitution to the victim. That would be the typical libertarian belief on that.
So you believe in, like, police departments and fire departments, or no?
So long as they're funded via consent rather than the threat of violence, then yeah, that's
there
fine.
Are private fire departments around the United States, and they work relatively well. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of fire departments are volunteer. I'm in one.
I know. I was a volunteer fireman in New Jersey.
Thanks for your service.
That's not to say that police should be volunteer positions. I mean, that's to say that the people who are being served by them should be consenting to being served by them. They should be consenting to hiring them for a contract, contracting with them and getting into an agreement with them.
Police agencies are monopolies in the sense that you're forced to fund them. Monopolies are punctuated by bad customer service and high prices.
Larry, you've called with some good questions at the very end of our show, so I want to invite you to call back tomorrow night. We are out of time. I'm sorry about that, but we're nailed to the clock here. But luckily, we do this show live 7 nights a week. So even if you're not hearing us on the radio, as long as it's between 7 and 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, you know that you can call in. So call us back with more questions. We'd really appreciate it. And to everybody else, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you, Larry. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, Simbi.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.